Chapter 48 of the Book of Nature Myths by Florence Holbrook. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Chapter 48. Why the Face of the Moon is White. An Indian chief had a fair young daughter. One day the wind came to him and said, "Great chief, I love your daughter, and she loves me. Will you give her to me to be my wife?" "No," answered the chief. The next day the maiden herself went to the chief and said, "Father, I love the wind. Will you let me go with him to his lodge and be his wife?" "No," declared the chief, "I will not. When the wind was a child, he often came into my wigwam through some tiny hole, and try as I would to make my fire, he always put it out. He knows neither how to fight nor how to hunt, and you shall not be his wife." Then the chief hid his daughter in a thick grove of dark spruce. The wind might see her in a pine, he thought, but he will never catch sight of her in a grove of spruces. Now the wind could make himself invisible if he chose, and all the time that the chief was talking, the wind was close beside him, listening to every word. When the next night came, the wind ran round and round the grove of spruces, until he discovered a tiny place where he could get in. When he came out, the maiden was with him. He did not dare to go near the Indians to live, for he was afraid that the chief would come and take her away from him. So he built a new lodge far to the northward. To that lodge he carried the maiden, and she became his wife. Neither the wind nor his young wife had thought that the chief could ever find them, but he searched and searched, and at last he came to their lodge. The wind hid his wife and made himself invisible, but the father struck all about with his great war club, and a hard blow fell upon the head of the wind. He knew no more of what the chief was doing. When he came to himself, he discovered that his wife was gone, and he set out in search of her. He roamed about wildly in the forest, and at last he saw her in a canoe with her father on the big sea water. "Come with me," he called. He became as white as snow, but she could not see the wind because after a blow upon his head, he had forgotten how to make himself visible. He was so angry with the chief that he blew with all his might upon the tiny canoe. "Let it tip over," he thought. "I can carry my wife safely to land." The canoe did tip over, and both the chief and his daughter fell into the water. "Come, dear wife," cried the wind. "Here is my hand." He did not remember that he was invisible and that she could not see his hand. That is why she fell down, down through the deep water to the bottom of the lake. The chief, too, lost his life, for the wind did not try to help him. When the wind discovered that his wife was gone from him, he became almost wild with sorrow. "The wind never blew so sadly before," said the people in the wigwams. The Great Spirit was sorry that the chief's daughter had fallen into the water and lost her life, and the next night he bore her up to the stars and gave her a home in the moon. There she lives again, but her face is white, as it was when she fell from the canoe. On moonlit nights she always looks down upon the earth, searching for the wind, for she does not know that he is invisible. The wind does not know that far away in the moon is the white face of his lost wife, and so he roams through the forest and wanders about the rocks and the mountains, but never thinks of looking up to the moon. End of chapter 48.